نحمده ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن حب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قال كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, respected brothers. One thing before we start the bayan is just to bring it to the attention of the brothers that we find that many of us, when we come to the masjid, the first thing that we do sometimes is we take the Quran. The right of the masjid is that we should perform 2 rakahs of nafil salah first. The first thing that we should do is to perform 2 rakahs of Tahiyatul Masjid. That is, if the time is correct, is not the makruh time. If Zawal time, you have to understand that Zawal time, which is now about 5 to 2, you have to give a few minutes before and after. If it's not Zawal time, at any time when you come in, if it's not the makruh time, then you should try and perform 2 rakahs of Tahiyatul Masjid. That is the right of the masjid. In the other mazahib of the Shawafi, the Maliki, the Hanbali, it is wajib. According to the Hanaf, it is sunnah teacher. So we shouldn't forget that we should come to the masjid. The first thing is that we should read Tayyatul Masjid. And in 2 rakahs of salah, in nafil salah, we can make many intentions, multiple intentions. A person can make niyat of Tayyatul Masjid, Tayyatul Wudu, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajah, Salatul Shukr. In 2 rakahs of nafil salah, a person can make multiple intentions. And that is the right of the masjid. When a person comes to the masjid, the first thing he does is we should perform 2 rakahs of nafil salah. And this is called Tahiyyatul Masjid. If it's, the ulama explain, even in time, when you come into time, if it's time that there's no time but time for our sunnahs also, then a person should make intention in the sunnah of his. The sunnah of farz, of the sunnah of zuhur, should make intention of Tahiyyatul Masjid so that we can fulfill the right of the masjid. But Allah Ta'ala given us this opportunity, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala given us the opportunity of witnessing this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept the efforts of the Ummah. Our ibadat, Allah accept it. See, the Ummah, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, we see the desire and the fervor in the Ummah, the zeal of coming to the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, showing some desire in inclination towards the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A person that doesn't usually come to the masjid, mashallah, now he frequents the masjid. A person doesn't recite the Quran, alhamdulillah, Allah gives him the tawfiq of reciting the Quran, making zikr of Allah, spending more time in the masjid, making being particular about his namaz with jamaat, about taking our time for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person becomes soft, his heart becomes soft in the month of Ramadan because of the fasting that takes place. A person fasts, keeps fast, and to keep fast is not an easy thing, especially in this country, alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala made it easy for us. The days are not very long, days are short. In other countries of the world, days are long, and it's summer. If you go to the Middle East, if you go to Asia, then you find that days are long, and when it comes to summer, there's not normal heat. It is 45 degrees every day. But there too, mashallah, people keep the fast, alhamdulillah. Okay? And Tarawih finishes off sometimes very, very late also, alhamdulillah. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala give us the opportunity, that we witness the month of Ramadan. And many of us were here with us last year. Many of us were with us last year. Many left the dunya before Ramadan, just before Ramadan. Never got the opportunity to take advantage of this month and days. But Allah Ta'ala gave us this opportunity, me and you. And the maqsad of it was that how can we utilize the month of Ramadan, how can we supposed to utilize it to become closer to Allah. This month of Ramadan was here not to just fast and just to make amal. The purpose of our amal, the purpose of our ibadat is to link ourselves to Allah. How can each of us, each and every one of us, link ourselves to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, become closer to Allah. Our namaz, our salah on five times daily basis is a means of becoming closer to Allah on daily basis. The purpose of our life in the dunya is how a person can make effort in this world so that how can he connect himself to his creator, to Allah. A person who has achieved that, then he has understood his purpose, he has fulfilled the purpose of his life, shaykh al-Firdaus, and this person now will reap the fruits of it in dunya also, in akhirat also. So on a daily basis, a person has to introspect, you know, has to look at himself, have I understood the purpose of my life in this dunya? Have I understood why Allah has sent me in this dunya? Am I fulfilling the object of my life? Am I becoming closer to my Allah, making fikr for my akhirat? The dunya that I am leaving behind, the dunya that a person is going to leave, spirit brothers. We are leaving the dunya. Daily basis, a person's lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. And a person is going to his akhirat. On a daily basis, we are going, every second of our life that passes, we are going towards our akhirat, our goal, spirit brothers. Now we have to make ourselves understand that are we, the desire for that akhirat is there or not? The worry and then concern for the worry and concern of that akhirat is there in our hearts. Have I connected myself to Allah enough? Or am I still inclined towards the dunya? The dunya that I'm leaving behind on a daily basis. I'm not going to stay in the dunya for long. Nobody stayed forever. All of us are here, we are visitors, spirit beings. Before us, we are our grandfathers. Before that, they were grandfathers. The system of Allah Ta'ala is a system of coming into the dunya. There's a system. The father, grandfather, son, nephew, my grandson. But the system of going from this dunya, there's no system, spirit beings. The grandson, sometimes the grandfather is bringing the grandson. Or the father is burning the son, Allah. And this happens on a daily basis. So when a person is going to leave the dunya, there's no guarantee when a person is going to leave the dunya. A person has to be on guard all the time. A person has to be preparing himself all the time, his presence with us. That have I done enough for my dunya, for my akhirat? That akhirat that is forever and ever and ever. The life that we are going to face, that life is not, a temporary life, is spread the birds. The life of akhirat is the life that is forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. In akhirat, there's two places. Mr. Allah mentions, somebody speaks, there's two places in akhirat. One is Jannat and one is Jahannam. Now a person has to decide for himself where he wants to go. Allah has given us, everybody, an equal opportunity. This life Allah has given us, spirit brothers, is a trust from Allah. The wealth Allah has given us is a trust from Allah. The health that a person enjoys from Allah, this health is a trust from Allah and amanah from Allah. These names of Allah, spirit brothers, Allah Ta'ala wants us to use, not to make our dunya, spirit brothers, and to fulfill our desires. Allah Ta'ala has given us these ni'mats, these bounties, so that we can realize these ni'mats, these spirit brothers, to become closer to Allah and make our akhirat. That is the purpose of this life. This is the purpose of the ni'mats of Allah, these ni'mats, these spirit brothers. In the light of Quran and Hadith, an intelligent person is that person who understands this, who understands the aspect of his life, the purpose of his life, spirit brothers. Many of us, surely Allah forgive us, today we are busy, spirit wills. Today we don't have time for Allah. We don't have time for our deen, spirit wills. A person doesn't have time for his qabr. A person doesn't have time to make his akhirat. A person has to make his akhirat. وَمَنْ أَرَضَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعَيَهَا. A person who desires akhirat and then makes effort for the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala says. Like how we have understood that a person wants dunya, a person wants to achieve something of the dunya, then a person has to make effort for that. It doesn't come, you know, sitting and relaxing and making and talking about it and thinking about it. Nothing comes without an effort. So as individuals, we have understood that dunya doesn't come without an effort. But Allah forgive us, this concept of akhirat, that I have to earn my akhirat, I have to make an effort for my akhirat. This understanding, this concept is not in our hearts, spirituals. Ever understood this? Like Allah has sent us for that. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. The hadith says it openly, explains to us openly. The Messiah mentions, the dunya was created for you, for your service. And you, insan, you was created for the akhirat. That you are sent here for a purpose to make your akhirat. The dunya was just to entice you. Dunya was just to entice you, whether a person is going to get be tested with this dunya or not. Whether he's going to fail in this test or not. خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah says that we have created life and death to test man, that who is going to do a good amal, who is going to come to Allah with good action, good amal is spread. Those amals, that ibadah, that deen, that is going to beautify our lives and make our lives easy and peaceful, is spread, make it easy for us. That amal, those amal shababas today, the person doesn't have time for. So Allah give us this opportunity of Ramadan to focus on ourselves. Ramadan was the time to focus, to reflect. That how can I utilize this month of Ramadan to become closer to Allah, to understand the purpose of my life, to make my ibadat meaningful, important. Not something that is, Allah forgive us, today we take our ibadah spirituals as something just to relieve ourselves. A person's salah also just to relieve ourselves, spirituals. Today a person has to drag himself to the masjid. Today a person has to force himself to open the Quran al-Kareem. Today a person has to force himself to make the zikr of Allah. Today we have to force ourselves to do good spirituals. To give charity, we have to force ourselves. To do good to someone, today we have to force ourselves today, Allah. When it comes to amals, then the desire and the enthusiasm is not in the heart of the ummah today, spirit. Because this yaqeen is not in our hearts, that Allah is going to make my dunya, my dunya will be better, become better through amal. The more amals I will bring in my life, the more I will strengthen my ta'aluk with Allah, and the more amal I will bring in my life, my dunya is going to become better. That concept is not in our minds, spiritual brothers. That only through iman and amal, Allah, a person's dunya is going to get better, spiritual brothers. Peace and happiness, protecting ourselves from calamities and bala, from difficulties, barakat in our lives. That is all dependent on our deen. That is all dependent and relied on the taluk, the taluk and the connection that a person has with his creator, respected brothers. Man aslaha baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allah baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. A principle, Mr. Allah mentioned, the first thing he mentioned, one of the things he mentioned when he came to Madinat al-Munawwara, the first thing he mentioned, respected brothers, is that person who will rectify and correct his relationship with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, with his creator. Allah Ta'ala will correct his relationship with his creation, his spirit. A principle, Allah has mentioned. Now, this yaqeen, spirit, this conviction is not in our hearts today. So the moment Ramadan, the spirit of Allah given us, was to turn, was to understand this. The Messiah mentions, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّحُمْ فِي الدِّينِ يُفَقِّحُ فِي الدِّينِ. That a person who Allah Ta'ala desires to do good with, Allah wants to do good with somebody. Then the Messiah mentions that Allah Ta'ala gives him the understanding of deen. So what is the understanding of deen, ulama explain? The understanding of deen is a person now utilizes his dunya to make his akhirat. That is the understanding of deen, spread brothers. Not a bit person becomes much aware, mashallah, he has the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. He has the knowledge of understanding of Quran and Hadith, but he doesn't understand, haven't understood the purpose of it. So tafakkur means fi deen means a person now prepares himself for that akhirat, for that maut, for that qabr, that akhirat, spread brothers. A person's belongings going to be left behind, his beloveds going to be left behind. His wealth is going to be left behind, spread brothers. We are going to be carried to our covers. With what? What is going to accompany us, spirit brothers? The only thing that is going to help us is our amal. Nothing else. The good that we have done in this dunya, Allah, this is going to take us in the cover. And that will be a constant companion, Allahu Akbar. In the cover also, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah also, spirit brothers. And entry into Jannah, spirit brothers. So Allah Ta'ala gave us a Mubarak man, spirit brothers. We have to ask ourselves, did we take advantage or not, Allah? Did we make a program for ourselves? That amals that I used to do in the month of Ramadan, now we have to have continuity with that amals, spiritualness. Istiqamat. Inna ladina qalu rabbun Allah, summa istiqamu. That person who says Allah is my Rabb, then he was steadfast on his deen, he was steadfast. He held on to his deen under every condition. Then the glad tidings of Jannat will be given to him before, when he leaves his dunya, respected brothers. Nabi of Allah was told, Nabi of Allah, fastaqim kama umirt. Nabi of Allah, you also be steadfast on what we have been commanded of. And when Tababak and those that are with you also, even the Sahaba also, be steadfast. Because in the end of the line, in the end of the road, there's light, spirit brothers. In the end of the road, there's light, which you cannot see in this dunya. But a person's, the nur that a person will create in his heart, through his talluq with Allah, through amal, that nur now, spirit brothers, that hidayat now will make him understand this. Unfortunately, that nur is not enough in our hearts to make us perceive these things, spirit brothers. Make us understand that the nur that in the end of the road through amal, this is success lies in that. Comfort lies in that. But that nur is not enough in our hearts, spread the brothers, to make our hearts disinclined from this dunya and turn our hearts towards amal, towards Allah, towards akhirat. Our amals will make it possible for us. Not any else, but our amals. Our ta'alluq with Allah, our salah, as-salatu nurun. Must I mention Salat is Nur? What is that Nur, respect the brothers? That Nur that Hidayat that we are asking for Allah in every rakat, every Salah, Allah, give me Hidayat. We are asking Allah for Hidayat, respect the brothers. But we have understood what is Hidayat and what is the effort for Hidayat also? Then we have to make effort for that Hidayat, respect the brothers, to fill that heart with Nur. So this heart of ours turns towards Allah, respect the brothers. If the heart doesn't turn, then this insan will never turn towards Allah. So we have to this ibadah that Allah has given us. Our namaz, our amal, our zikr, our tilawat, our studying the programs of the ulama, the programs that take place in the masjids. The announcements that take place in the masjid. Come brothers, success is in deen of Allah. Program will take place. These are programs, spirituals, amals, that will create the nur in us, to show us how to create nur in our hearts, spirituals. That hidayat that we are asking for Allah, oh Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, give us hidayat. Allah, give us hidayat. Allah, hidayat. Hidayat, kya cheez hai? What is the hidayat, Allah? Did we ask ourselves, what is the hidayat? Am I making effort for the hidayat? We understood dunya. We have understood that the dunya, the commitment of dunya, respect brothers. And we have understood the effort for it also. But when it comes to hidayat, respect brothers, we haven't understood that the effort for hidayat. Allah has given us this amal, respect brothers. This ibadat Allah has given us, is to create that nur in our hearts and to make this heart turn towards Allah, respected brothers. We are a muhtaj of hidayat. We need hidayat, respected brothers. A person's greatest need in this dunya is hidayat, respected brothers. Without hidayat, a person will live a life of unmindfulness, ghaflat, this brother and sister. Allah, may shukr to Allah, Allah has given us some noor in our hearts. That today we are bowing before Allah, this brother and sister. But how can we spend our entire life in that, this brother and sister? See? Not that we should neglect our needs. No, needs we have to neglect, we have to fulfill our needs. But to fulfill and need our needs, with easiness, spiritual brothers, and to become successful in that is not success, spiritual brothers. Success is therefore man zuhziha anin nar wa udkhila al-jannah faqad faz. That person who has made such an effort that he has protected him, saved himself from the fire of Jahannam and got entry into Jannah, that is success. Success of becoming successful in the dunya, that is the success that the ideologies of the people of the of kuffar, those who don't have iman and don't have akhirat in front, spirituals. We as Muslims, we have iman, we have akhirat in front. We have a purpose in life, spirituals. So Allah has given us this mubarak manifest. One's request is that istiqamat, steadfastness, Allah, 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 that amals that I used to do in the month of Ramadan, Allah. Gee, Allah, give me tawfiq of being steadfast in it. Whatever awam we are doing, spirits, awam, particularly our namaz with jamaat, the masjids, we are fully in the month of Ramadan. We are particular our namaz with jamaat, expected brothers. We should be particular about that. Istiqamat in that, spirit. We open the Quran Kareem. Not let it be that the Quran is open now, next year, spirit, Ramadan. It is the right of the Quran that the Quran should be recited. At least, ulama say, it is twice a year. See? At least once a month, a khatam of Quran should take place. Once a month. Then if you take out time for zikr, respectfulness, a person, if you say that when a person takes out time for zikr, or fixes his time for ibadat, then Allah Ta'ala actually waits for in that particular time for that bandha to come and spend time with Allah. Allah in this speech that Allah waits for the time. Now ask ourselves, how much of time, are we spending with Allah? Freed our time in solace, in solitude, with Allah, respect. To connect ourselves, to become the beloved of Allah, respect. So we have to take time, for zikr. We have to take our time for dua, respect. And we have to be steadfast on that, respect. See? And the other thing, respect, is that the month of Ramadan is leaving us. And we have to make, after every good amal, ulama explained, that we should abundantly make istighfar, respectfulness. I'll take a few minutes of time. Sayyidina Umar Abu radiallahu anhu asked me of Allah, that in my salah, what should I recite in the end of my salah, after my tashahud, my durul Ibrahim, what dua should I recite with Allah? The Imam mentioned, this is the masnoon dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. He's performing salah, the person, he's performing salah. The salah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the greatest salah, the best salah in the ummah, this spiritual brothers. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr, when you perform, after you finish your salah, at the end of the salah, you recite this dua. What is, Allah, I have wronged myself a great wrong. Make istighfar at the end of the amal. Because that istighfar will make our amals accepted in the eyes of Allah, this spiritual brothers. A person's repentance, a person's istighfar, and a person's nadamat, Nadamat means remorse, Allah. I couldn't do this. We couldn't, Allah, I couldn't spend the month of Ramadan. I couldn't take advantage of it. If, after every amal, Allah must pay, that nadamat and the remorse and the istighfar is more beloved in the eyes of Allah than the amal itself also. So we should increase our istighfar, make istighfar for us also, encourage others also. And may Allah Ta'ala change our lives and make it a means, inshallah, of turning to Allah Ta'ala. Not for a few minutes, for a few months, but for the rest of our lives, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq, make him a man.